Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, March 31st, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM here in San Juan County, New Mexico. Good morning to our Colorado listeners who are tuning in at 103.3 FM in the Durango area. And good morning to the rest of you who are listening maybe online on our website, ksje.com, or on your smart speaker, or maybe you're watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So however you have joined us this morning, we are so glad that you are with us, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest today from the Farmington Municipal School District, Dr. Eugene Schmidt, Superintendent of Schools, will be joining me in just a moment. Also, we're going to be talking with their Science Olympiad Coordinator, Dr. Kelly Stone. She'll be here and bringing with her some of her students who have emerged victorious from the recent Science Olympiad held in New Mexico. So we'll be learning about some of their projects and more coming up this morning right here on KSJE. So we're glad that you're here to enjoy that with us this morning. Then later on, of course, Dr. Mike Hadabaugh will be here from the Encouragement Lab. Always some great words of advice at 8:50 a.m. today. Dr. Hadabaugh talking about consequences, maybe a good lesson for all of us. That's coming up today, 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts after the news at 9:06 this morning. It is Wednesday morning, and this is one of those mornings when Mick introduces us to another local favorite. And this morning, it is none other than Jeff Solon, the wonderful jazz musician. We'll be hearing some of his wonderful music and learning more about him coming up this morning at 9:06 on KSJE Roving with the Arts. And that'll take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners. And it's our local and regional author program. Tracy Hales-Vass is speaking with author R.E. Rokotz about his latest book, Mason's Laws. That is coming up today at 10:30. It is right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program with Tracy Hales-Vass today. Lots of local programming for you this morning. Let's remind you again about our Instagram page as well. If you're an Instagram user, you can connect with us there in addition to our Twitter accounts at KSJE_news or at KSJE, our YouTube channel, of course, and the KSJE Facebook page. Sunshine this morning outside right now. It is a brisk 26 degrees in Farmington. The winds, though, have calmed down quite a bit from where they were yesterday, only 7 miles per hour. And so we are expecting a nice sunny day and a warming trend over the next several days. Take a look. 57 for a high today in Farmington. It'll be clear and 26 overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 70 on Thursday and an overnight low of 42. Partly sunny and 71 on Friday. Sunshine 76 by Saturday. And do you think we'll hit 78 degrees by Sunday? That's what's in the forecast. We'll keep an eye on it, but sunshine for the next several days. Join me to talk a little bit about activities and events happening at the Farmington School District. Back for his regular spot with me this morning, Dr. Eugene Schmidt is here, the Superintendent of Schools with the Farmington School District. Dr. Schmidt, good morning. It's good to have you back on the program, of course. Thanks for being here.
Scott, I appreciate the invitation, and good morning to all the Four Corners listeners.
You bet. Great to have you with us. Also joining us is Dr. Kelly Stone. She is the District Science Olympiad Coordinator with Farmington Schools. Kelly Stone, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We are well. I'm well. I assume Dr. Schmidt is well, too.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Really proud of this. This show is going to be historic for us, Scott.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it because we also have, Dr. Stone, some of your students who are returning victorious from the Science Olympiad. that was held recently. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about what the Olympiad was. And it included, as I understand, both middle school and high school students, correct?
Yes, sir, it does.
And what were they, so what was the Olympiad doing? The students were kind of explaining some of their science projects and they were judged on those?
Well, it's not really science projects in a traditional standpoint. I would like you guys to all imagine a track meet of math and science, and that's what Science Olympiad is. We are required to compete in teams of 15. There are 23 events, and the kids work in those events in partners, and they compete against others in the region at regionals and then in the state at the state level.
Understood. Got it. And so some of them are joining us this morning, and I want to turn things over to them because they've been very patient as we got ready to do this morning. There were a few technical things that we worked out. But Ms. Stone, if you could introduce some of the students that are with us on the call this morning to talk a bit about their Science Olympiad projects and their favorite ones and maybe kind of what their grade is in school, and we'll go through it that way.
That sounds like a plan. I deliberately picked the kids who were going to be in the building with me today, so that way I would know that they were all going to be here. So this is only about a third of my team, but I'd like to start by talking to Miss Abigail Lily White. Abby's sister Brooke is on B track, but they competed together. Abby, would you like to talk?
Sure.
Good morning, Abby. Thank you for joining us. Go ahead and talk a little bit about maybe what grade you are in school and what your project was.
I'm in seventh grade, and my favorite project was, I liked Circuit Lab, because it involves a lot of math, and I feel like I'm good at math, so.
Good for you. And so what was that showing to the others at the Olympiad? What was the project about?
It's just a really just about circuits and how they work and all about like the people and who invented like electricity and stuff.
Understand. So electronics and as you mentioned, circuits and resistance and all those math things that I don't really know about, but you do.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much. Ms. Stone, who's next?
I think we will go from there to Easton Gibbs.
Thank you. Easton?
Good morning.
Good morning. What grade are you in, and tell us about your favorite project?
I'm in eighth grade, and my favorite project was ornithology because I love the study of birds. They're my favorite animal. And it's all about the genus and phylum of the animals and where would they be in a specific region of the world, whether it be South America, North America, and that's about all.
Interesting. And I assume there's some were here from New Mexico, too, that you studied.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And isn't there some studies, too, about how birds are related to dinosaurs?
Not in this project.
Understood. But yeah. Other projects, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you, and congratulations to you on your project as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ms. Stone, who's next?
Let's go with Ms. Riley Taylor.
All right. Riley, we'll hear from you. Tell us what grade you're in and go ahead with your favorite project.
So I am a sixth grader, and I think my favorite project was probably anatomy and physiology because it was never something I thought I would be really interested in. But once I did it, I realized how amazing it was to learn about all the different bones and muscles and skin cells.
Very interesting. And are these human beings that we're talking about or just all biology in general?
More or less humans.
Got it. And does this correspond with maybe a career path that you are taking?
Actually, no. It wasn't something that I would think about doing whenever I first started.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. And Ms. Stone, I guess that's what some of these projects are for, right? The students can choose what interests them. It doesn't necessarily have to react to a career path or anything like that for them.
That's absolutely true. And there are hands-on things, there are testing things, there are lab things. They get to experience lots of different parts of science in a way that we can't in the classroom or with a traditional science fair experiment.
Right. And I guess they're demonstrating their understanding of these concepts too with these projects, right?
Yes. And what's kind of cool is at the state level, since state is run by New Mexico Tech, a lot of their professors are the ones who write the tests, or they get people from the national laboratories or, you know, some of the different areas around in that area. So the kids are getting some experience from adults in the field.
Very good. Well, that's great. A great connection, great networking opportunity as well. And I know we have more students waiting to talk with us, right? We're not through with our students yet, are we?
We have three more.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Bryce Sandoval.
All right. Bryce, let's hear from you.
Good morning.
Hello. What grade are you in? And tell us about your favorite project.
I'm in the eighth grade, and my favorite project was fossils, which deals with a lot of rocks and how prehistoric organisms basically got casted in at over millions of years. We deal a lot with ammonites and cells and prehistoric plants, as well as corals and sponges.
Interesting. And those were local fossils?
Some, but most are found around the world.
Got it. And of course, this is just one of the projects that you put in, right? This was your favorite one that we've asked you to talk about this morning, right?
Correct.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ms. Stone, let's go to the next student to talk with us this morning.
Well, I'm going to introduce the next two together because they're sharing a computer today. And
okay.
One is a little bit shyer than the other. It's very interesting. It's the first year I've had both of my biological children on my team. And so I'm now introducing Bryce and Grady Stone.
All right. Very good. Welcome, both of you. And tell us about your grade in school and your favorite projects.
Thank you. I would have to say my favorite project was Mission Possible, which is a Rube Goldberg device. It was named after the cartoonist Rube Goldberg. And it was really one of those long events, and it was one of the construction events.
Right. And for folks who maybe aren't aware, that you're going back in history, right, with Rube Goldberg reference. But you're right. He would draw these elaborate machines, right, that took several steps to do almost a sometimes a simple task from point A to point B. And so that was what your project was about, right?
Yes.
Nice. Very good. And what about your sibling there? What about your favorite project?
I have no idea what my favorite was. I enjoyed two pretty equally.
Okay.
I enjoyed doing Mission Possible and Mousetrap Car. Since my brother explained the Mission Possible, I'll go ahead and do Mousetrap.
Okay.
So basically, they set intervals between 12 meters and 9 meters, and our goal was to hit that spot with our mousetrap car as close as we could get.
Got you. And how close did you get?
We got about, what, just eight inches or so.
Okay. That sounds like it was pretty good. Came pretty close.
It came impressively close.
Right. And what was powering the car? Just
the mousetrap was powering it. It takes a lot of trial and error to get it right. But once you get it right, it's like really good.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. That explains why it's called Mousetrap Car. Now I get it. Very good. Well, thank you, both of you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Congratulations to you and all the other students, because Ms. Stone, they came back victorious, right?
We actually had our highest finish that we've ever had in state competition. We finished in sixth as a school. I've been doing this for years and years, and it is the highest that I've ever had a team finish. It's the highest that I am aware of that we have finished in the county for some time, so I'm pretty excited by that.
Indeed, and we have the list of all the winners, I think, from the team that we can display here. Dr. Schmidt sent those along earlier when some of the other projects that they were working on, but for some of the other students who weren't able to join us this morning, we don't want to leave them out to celebrate their accomplishments as well. So for folks who are watching the video part of the program this morning, they can see the names on the screen, the different places and the different projects and what they did. So congratulations to you for your leadership as well, Ms. Stone. I think that says a lot about your team.
They were great kids. I couldn't be happier, and it has more to say about the kids than it does about me. They all did this pretty much on their own at home and just checked in with me once a week. So these kids are even should be more highly commended than normal because they didn't have the normal supports and structures that we normally have in place.
Right.
Scott, if I can jump in for just a second.
Yes, Dr. Schmidt.
I also wanted to extend my congratulations to Dr. Stone, because I do know that this is my fifth year of competition, you know, supporting Team Farmington, and I've watched your kids' talents grow over these many years. So very proud of our students, and perhaps Scott, maybe our eighth graders can talk about the difference if you've done this in person versus now doing this in a virtual world. I guess I'm different, interested in how that experience, you know, because maybe a year ago they would have been in the gym or 2 years ago.
Right. This was a virtual competition, I guess, or a presentation this year, correct?
It was.
So I'm thinking that Abigail might have been in the gym a couple of years ago.
Are our students still with us to be able to answer that question or kind of give us an idea of how that experience was this year?
This year was a lot different from last year. Last year, like, we had a lot more fun than this year, I think. Last year, we got to actually go to a university. I don't remember what it's called. But we got to go around campus and look at the different buildings and the different competitions they had in there.
Got it. It was more of a field trip plus the competition, huh?
Yeah, and Abigail has some thoughts as well.
That was Abigail.
Thank you, Abigail. That was very good. And Ms. Stone, I guess for a teacher, you know, to try to get your students as excited about a virtual competition as opposed to an in-person one, that can be a bit of a challenge.
It is. I had more kids quit this year than normal. I had fewer make it to the end. And district-wide, that was also true. Normally, we have all four middle schools and both high schools, so all six schools actively participating. And even though the coaches were all in, the kids weren't. And so it was really hard to keep some of those motivations going. I was actually incredibly impressed with Mesa View, and I know that sounds really funny, but their coach competed with two kids. Two kids made it to regionals, and rather than her telling them, we're not going to do this, she competed with two kids and let them compete in as much as they wanted to. And that takes a whole lot of work from a coach to support just two kids. So I want to send a shout out to Lacey Fitzgerald for that. And the Farmington High coaches, their team didn't make it, but all three of them helped out at regionals and made sure that it happened for us. And one of them actually judged events at state this year.
Nice.
Yeah, Dr. Stone, I would say that we have this opportunity to put out a challenge match to Scott. My hope is that next year's Science Olympiad will be back in the gym as a regional event, and perhaps Scott would come and announce the winners.
That would be awesome.
Count me in. Looking forward to it, everybody. That would be great. So, and I bet for your students, they would like to be back in the gym and hearing their names announced to everybody. So we'll hope for that for next year. That would be great. So thank you. I was showing some pictures, Dr. Schmidt, that you sent me earlier, and maybe Dr. Stone, you can talk a bit about some of the other projects that maybe we didn't mention from the students who are with us this morning. It looked like maybe one was a bridge maybe competition or strength competition of construction, and another maybe some flying things that were photographed. What were we looking at?
So all of those pictures that I sent to you are from regionals because we didn't have near as many pictures from state. Mm-hmm. But at regionals, we had a competition called Boom and Weaver. Those are the strength looking things you're looking at. Miss Riley, who's with us, competed in that. Riley, do you want to talk about it or do you want me to keep talking?
I can talk about it.
Okay, Miss Riley, will you tell us about Boom and Weaver?
So my partner was a friend of mine, and we had to build, it was almost like a bridge that had to hang from the side, and we had to try to make it hold a certain amount of weight.
Got you. And so the things that you were then working on to make it do that, just reinforcements, or what was the bridge built out of? Help us explain what the materials are we're looking at.
Out of this really thin wood, and we had to try to build it the best structure to hold the best amount of weight.
Got you. Great. Well, congratulations. And then some of the other things that we were seeing, some of the flying things, Ms. Stone?
So the flying things were, I don't know that I sent you ping pong parachute, but ping pong parachute was one of them. And Abby Easton, Bryce Sandoval all competed in that. Would one of you like to talk about ping pong parachute?
I will.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
So ping pong parachute is where you take a 2-liter soda bottle and you basically have to make it an aerodynamic machine, basically. Me and my partner used a 2-liter bottle, cardboard for its fins, and we used a long plastic tube to kind of keep balance in the air.
Got it. And how did it do? It must have done pretty well.
We took second. Abigail actually took first in that competition.
Okay. But you learned a bit about aerodynamics, I suppose, and what works and what doesn't work for flight.
Yes, we did.
Nice. Very good. Okay.
And then the other object you were seeing were elastic launch gliders. They are little airplanes that are completely and totally powered by a rubber band shooting them in the air. Think about a slingshot.
Right.
Bryce and Grady competed in that, but they both seemed a little bit away from the camera right now, so I'll keep talking.
Okay. Thank you.
But they basically, you launch them slingshot style, and that you time how long they're in the air, and the winner is the one that stays in the air the longest. Bryce and Grady got bonus points because they chose to fly theirs in what is called the canard position, which means instead of the big wings being in the front of their plane, they were in the back of their plane, which makes it more challenging to build and more challenging to compete with.
Gotcha. Interesting. And we're seeing that on the screen right now. So very interesting. And so again, just an example of the variety of projects that your students submitted this year. And again, congratulations to you and to all of your students. It seems like a very well-represented competition for Farmington School District. Right, Dr. Schmidt?
Yes, I would say several. And we talked about this being a historic broadcast, so I do want to congratulate all of our middle school students. And Scott, with your permission, perhaps start a new tradition that we give these kids a KSJE radio certificate that you would sign if that would be something you're comfortable in.
We'd be happy to do that because they're all radio stars as of today. So we congratulate them as well. So we'll get those out to them. And that's wonderful. And Ms. Stone, thank you for bringing them on the program with you this morning to share their successes with us. It's really great to hear directly from the students.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys taking the time and talking to the kids. They were superstars this year.
You bet. Well, with all the other things that are going on, I'm sure it was a little extra effort to get to this point than usual. So we appreciate that and your efforts. And as you mentioned, some of the other teachers and school folks worked with it as well. Thank you.
Scott, I would offer one more thought is, you know, be proud of these young people because they are often working in isolation. It's a virtual world. And, you know, they didn't have all the support that we might have in an in-person world. So I do want to congratulate all of our winners and especially the school. Sixth place that stayed is be proud.
That's true. Again, very good. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you all to our students. Thank you, Kelly Stone, the, again, District Olympiad Science Olympiad Coordinator, for coming on the program this morning. And our congratulations to all of you. And, Dr. Schmidt, those radio certificates will be on their way out here soon. Wonderful. We'll let you all jump off the call if you need to. Dr. Schmidt, I had a couple more questions for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll stay.
All right, very good. And one of the things was, despite this all being virtual, there is some movement back towards face-to-face learning, I know, at Farmington Schools. We've talked about that in the past. Can you give us an update on how things are going?
Yes, and thank you for that question. And thank you for the young students who just clicked out, who are actually fully re-entered in school. The state continues to move towards some sense of normalcy. And for Farmington schools, we are looking at full reentry for those kids who want to return to in-person learning. So literally, it's been a year, Scott, since kids were sent home. And now here it is the end of March in 2021, a year later, that we get to welcome our kids back. So it's with some excitement that we just see busloads after busloads of kids returning to school, something that we have just been wanting for more than a year. So I'm really happy that teachers and kids are back in the buildings. It just sets a whole new tone for the town to have in-person learning, knowing that we still have students who have chosen remote at-home learning as well. So between the two, Farmington continues to excel. Proud of our students, staff, and I'm proud of our community who have just hung in there waiting for that time when we get to come back.
Very true, Dr. Schmidt. And of course, as we talk about that, the idea is to get the county to green as we're talking this morning, or pardon me, turquoise, as we're talking this morning. Right. San Juan County is in level green. Turquoise would allow more in-person activities and events, including things at schools. And so that is something this district is watching very carefully, I would think.
Yes, again, with some sense of excitement and a great partnership with not only the county, but the Public Education Department and Governor's Office as well, is the permission to begin planning for in-person graduations. Even as we fully re-enter school, you know, we see sports beginning to take place, but I think that little cap on everyone's gown is the in-person graduation, that full planning is underway, and schools over probably in April will be announcing plans for their own in-person graduations. We have four high schools. Everyone will be a little unique and different, but it's just, you know, with that go green, go turquoise attitude that our community has that makes that possible. So it's still a long way to May, but the gift that our community is giving us, Scott, by continuing to mask up, you know, be socially distanced, has made it possible. So to all of our Farmington community, I want to say thanks. We could not have done this without that commitment to get our kids back in school. So my hope is that as many as possible will be welcome to graduation. We'll be announcing those plans as we get closer to May. But right now everything feels good about our county. And then we have our community to thank for that.
Right, exactly. I hear what you're saying, Dr. Schmidt. And I would assume that, again, this is all a fluid conversation. Things could change in one direction or another. And as you plan for an in-person graduation, maybe some things for families to keep in mind is the audience may be limited at any in-person gathering. The graduates certainly will be there in person, but maybe families would have a limited number of tickets, perhaps.
Yes, I do anticipate when the final plans are presented that tickets will be limited to you know, some population believing that we'll continue to be turquoise. And as part of that, Scott, I as I always do, I want to give a shout out to San Juan College, because the class of 2020 didn't get to have a in-person, they had a virtual graduation. And the class of 21 looks to be the first of our high school groups that we are, working, collaborating with Dr. Pendergrass to host that graduation on the San Juan College campus. And so again, as always, what a great partnership with the county and the college. And parents, look forward to the graduations by giving that continued gift to social distance, hand washing, being careful. And won't it be fun to have that pomp and circumstances just echo in the valley come May?
Indeed. Well, and to give your students that special moment of walking across that stage to retrieve their deserved diploma. And it sounds to me, though, that whatever the case may be for a graduation, Dr. Schmidt, we've all learned a lot about virtual this past year. And so I assume there'll be a virtual component maybe for out-of-town grandparents or relatives or anyone like that who can also join. That's what we've learned in this past year, I think, with doing some of these things both in person and with a virtual component.
Yeah, and that's a great question and a great, great conversational prompt, is that we we do feel like we've learned. And in learning, there is an audience that would like to be zoomed in. And so as part of the planning, whether it be graduation ceremonies, whether it be even the future Science Olympiad that I'm going to hold you to your promise to be an announcer at some point.
Please do.
But we should be providing that as a service to family and interested community wherever they live in the world. And as part of that, we're very actively working on creating that first opportunity for a board meeting in April. On the 13th, we will look at having our first in-person board meeting. It'll be limited to a small group because we are indoors, but we will look to Zoom as well as broadcast to whomever would want it across the world. And when you say we've learned, you know, kudos to our teachers who've been virtual and in person at the same time. So just a lot of things. And I would say that the same compliment goes to KSGE Radio. You've taken that station a long ways to the technology benefit of viewers and listeners across the country.
Well, thank you. We've certainly have tried, and it's only due to the support of folks like yourself and others in the community that keep our lights on and keep the microphones working. So we appreciate that, but we think it's important to serve the community with very different platforms, and that's what we're doing. And I wanted to ask you too, Dr. Schmidt, as you look ahead maybe to the fall of 2021, we're all hopeful that in-person learning will be the normal. But would there be a virtual option for parents if they wanted to continue to have their students at home in the fall of 2021? Is that an ongoing discussion you're having?
That's a great question. And the answer, the community will be pleased to know the answer is yes, that I have a remote learning task force underway that will be bringing a recommendation to me, the board, that we'll be sharing with the community. That might come around May-ish, but for those people whose children have adapted and enjoy that remote learning, we're going to continue to provide that opportunity to kids as we go forward in the future. So yes, we will be looking at remote, we'll be looking at in-person, and just whatever the consumer needs or demands, that's an audience that we hope to fill.
All right, and we will have you back, of course, to talk about that as those plans firm up and to share those with our audiences, so we always appreciate that. Dr. Schmidt, we are out of time this morning, but as always, thank you so much for joining me and again for coordinating with share those with our audiences. Dr. Stone and her students to talk a little bit about these Olympiads.
We are out of time this morning, but
as always, thank you so much for joining me and again for coordinating with share those with our audiences.
Stone and her students to talk
what about these valedictorians and salutatorians at some time. I'm hoping that in April you will invite our your upper level elite graduates to join us on the radio show like we did with our middle school science champions today.
we know how to work Zoom, so I think the sky's the limit. So we're ready to go when they are. So let's plan on that, Dr. Schmidt.
I'll see you in April.
All right. Will do. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Eugene Schmidt, the superintendent of schools with the Farmington School District, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.